我翻到诗篇十六篇。
Verses is a turn to Psalms chapter 16.
诗篇十六篇。
Psalm 16.
这一篇的题目叫做我的好处不在你以外。
And the topic of this message is I have no good apart from you.
我们一起把这一篇读一遍好不好？
Let us read this psalm together.
从那个大卫金诗开始。大卫金诗，神啊，求你保佑我，因为我投靠你。
Starting from the subtitle, A Miktam of David. Preserve me, O God, for I take refuge in you.
我的心啊，你曾对耶和华说，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。
I said to the Lord, You are my Lord. I have no good besides you.
论到世上的圣民，他们又美又善，是我最喜悦的。
As for the saints who are in the earth, they are majestic. They are the majestic ones in whom is all my delight.
以别神代替耶和华，他们的愁苦必加增。他们所浇奠的血，我不献上；我嘴唇也不提别神的名号。
The sorrows of those who have bartered for another god will be multiplied. I shall not pour out their drink offerings of blood, nor will I take their names upon my lips.
耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份，我所得的，你为我持守。
The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You support my lot.
用神量给我的地界，坐落在佳美之处，我的产业实在美好。
The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Indeed, my heritage is beautiful to me.
我必称颂那指教我的耶和华，我的心肠在夜间也警戒我。
I will bless the Lord who has counseled me. Indeed, my mind instructs me in the night.
我将耶和华常摆在我面前，因他在我右边，我便不致摇动。
I set the Lord continually before me, because He is at my right hand, I will not be shaken.
因此我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身也要安然居住。
Therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoices, my flesh also will dwell securely.
因为你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to undergo decay.
你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
You will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand there are pleasures forever.
请低头有点祷告。
Let's bow our heads for another word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，早晨我们一同聚在你的跟前。
Father, we thank you that we gather before your throne once again this morning.
我们心要歌颂，我们心要赞美你自己的救恩。
Our hearts will sing, and our hearts will praise your salvation.
每次能够站立在你面前，实在都是你的恩典。
Every time we are able to stand before you, it is truly by your grace.
那我们一同在你所赐的救恩里面，更多的享受来经历你这丰富、不止的恩典。
Let us once again enjoy the fullness of your salvation and the limitlessness of your grace.
好像每次借着你话，更多认识你，更多你所赐给我们，实在是何其的美好。
And if we will be able to hear your voice and know you more is truly good for us.
好像我们一生更多的经历，更多的享受。
And that we will be able to experience more and more.
因此叫我们心更爱慕，更多喜悦活在你面前。
And that our hearts will learn to love dwelling before you.
我们这样等候祷告都靠主耶稣基督名。
And we wait and we pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 让早晨燕和弟兄姊妹继续来看一些诗篇。
We'd like to continue sharing a few psalms with the brothers and sisters.
我们说诗篇乃是旧约圣徒们他们在神面前一些属灵的经历。
And we said that the psalms were the Old Testament saints, their experience before the Lord.
借他们一些的经历，借着他们一些生命里面所遭遇的，他们借着诗歌的方式把它发表出来。
That their experiences that they represented them in these songs.
把他们对神认识，把他们对神的一个经历呢，把它用生命的感觉里面，不用这些话把它发明出来，把它表明出来。
And that they revealed their experiences with the Lord through the words of the hymns.
那早晨这一篇诗篇十六篇。
And today we are sharing Psalm 16.
它的题目诗题告诉我们说，这是大卫的金诗。
And so.In the subtitle it says this is a hymn of David.
大卫的金诗。
Miktam. Or atonement psalm.
在诗篇里面有六篇呢，被称为是大卫的经诗。
There are six hymns or psalms that are titled a mixum of David.
就是十六篇，还有从五十六篇到六十篇。
Which is Psalm 16 and then Psalms 56 through 60.
这个经诗呢，在希伯来的意义里面呢，意义不太清楚。
In the Hebrew, the meaning is not very clear.
有一些圣经学者说，它可能有一种遮蔽的这个意思。
And some scholars say it might have this convey this meaning of covering.
因为这些诗篇都是的背景都是大卫在一些苦难，在一些危难当中呢，在一些试炼当中所写出来诗。
Because these were all written in the times where David was facing persecution or he's fighting enemies.
他在这许多试炼里面，他在经历到神，实在是成为他的护庇。
And in through these experiences, he experienced that God was his protection.
那在《使徒行传》里面，使徒彼得跟保罗也引用这一篇诗。
In the Acts of the Apostles, the apostles Peter and Paul also refer back to this psalm.
引用第九节到十一节。
They use verses 9 through 11.
指的是在那预言到基督复活。
To talk about Christ's resurrection.
所以这一篇诗也可以说是一个预言的诗。
And so you can also say that this psalm is a psalm of revelation.
而这一篇诗呢，也被称为是经诗中的经诗。经诗中的经诗。
So they said this psalm is a mictum among mictum.
是许多基督徒们他们所喜爱的诗篇。
And so it is a very favorite psalm among many Christians.
这篇诗我们可以把它分成四个段落。
And so we can break this psalm into four pieces.
第一节、第二节是一个段落。
Verses 1 and 2 is one part.
讲到大卫他的在那里眼睛是对着向对着上面来看的。
That here David's eyes are looking upwardly.
第二段是第三、第四，他的心他眼睛看到周围的有两种人。
And verse 3 and 4.This is the second part, and his eyes look around him, and he sees the people around him.
第三段从第五节到第八节，他的眼睛看到他里面他所得着的是什么。
Verse 5 through 8, he turns his eyes inwardly, and he sees what he has received.
第四段从第九节到十一节，他眼睛是往着前面看，看见有一个复活盼望在那里。
And verse 9 through 11, his eyes now are looking forward, and he sees this hope of resurrection.
所以第一段里面在那里，当大卫他眼睛往上面看的时候
，In the first part, when David's eyes are looking upward,
他在祷告神说：“神啊，求你保佑我，因为我投靠你。”
Just preserve me, O God, for I take refuge in you.
我们说、这些诗篇都是大卫他在苦难当中所发表出来的一些感觉。
So we say that all of these psalms are an experience that David is representing while he is.Facing persecution or trial.
在撒母耳记那里记载，当大卫杀死哥利亚非利士人哥利亚以后
，in Samuel when it says that David defeated Goliath,
许多妇女在那里唱歌跳舞称赞说
，many women came out of all the cities of Israel singing and dancing.
他说扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。
And they sang as they played and said, Saul has slain his thousands and David his ten thousands.
当扫罗听见这句话的时候，他里面非常生气，他就非常激怒。
And so when Saul heard these words, he was really angry and jealous within himself.
他在嫉妒，然后从那个时候他开始就要寻索大卫的命。
And the Bible records that at that point he started to seek David's life.
所以我们看见了，从那个时候呢，苦难就一再临到大卫的身上。
And from that point forward, difficulty came upon David.
所以大卫在许多苦难、许多危险、在许多试炼当中的时候，他写这样诗。
So when David was facing all these trials and tribulations, he wrote this kind of.
称为经诗。
And it became known as a mictum or a golden.
经就是说非常贵重、非常有价值。
This golden psalm means that is very precious and it has value.
因为大卫在许多的危险、许多苦难当中的时候，他在那对神的依靠。
Because when he faced all of this tribulation, he relied upon the Lord.
他在那里向神说, 神啊, 我求你保佑我,
he says, preserve me, O God, for I take refuge in you.
他在信心的试验考验里面呢, 他在那里好像生命也在被炼尽了。
In the trial of his faith, even his life was threatened.
他对神的信心更坚定更牢靠。
And so he had to be more sure and rely more on his faith in the
经过这许多试验以后, 他信心更显出那个价值和宝贵来。
And through these trials, his faith revealed its worth to him.
所以彼得前书站在那里告诉我们,
so in 1 Peter it says,
他说我们的信心呢,即被试验就比被佛试验仍然能坏的那个金子呢,更显为宝贵。
So that the proof of your faith being more precious than gold which is perishable, even though tested by fire.
所以大卫经过这许许多的试炼以后, 他信心所显出来是非常有价值,非常有宝贵。
So his faith through these trials was proven to David to be precious and have value.
他知道神是他的保护者。
He knows that the Lord is his protector.
他知道神是他的避难所。
He knows that the Lord is his refuge.
他生命在这里得到保护, 他在生命在这里得到炼净。
His life is protected here.
因着这样环境呢, 叫大卫的心更单纯,更向着神自己。
And so it made his heart more focused upon and toward the Lord.
更纯净,
more purified.
所以第二节他紧接着说, 我的心啊,你曾对耶和华说, 你是我的主, 我的好处不在你里外。
And so in verse 2 it says, I said to the Lord, you are my Lord, I have no good besides you.
大卫知道神不仅是他的避难所, 是他的遮蔽, 是他的保护者。
Not only does David know that the Lord is his refuge, his shelter, and his protector.
经过许多环境的试炼以后, 他更认定主耶和华是他的主。
And through his experience, he is more certain that the Lord is his Lord.
这位主实在是他该顺服的, 实在是该听从的, 是管理他一生的主。
He is the Lord that David ought to listen to obey, and that the Lord will take care of him.
弟兄姊妹们,我们知道, 当我们遇到许多难处的时候,
this is when we meet any difficulties.
我们在常常求神的帮助, 求神来保佑。
We often ask for the Lord's protection or his help.
或是当我们有些需要时, 我们在祷告神, 求神来赐给我们。
And many times we'll ask the Lord to give us something.
但是当这些事情经过以后,
but when these circumstances pass,
我们不一定把这位, 听祷告的神当作我们主来对待他。
We may not treat the Lord who has heard our prayers.
可能经过许多神恩典的怜悯以后，我们仍然是照着我们自己的生活方式在过活。
After we receive His grace and His mercy, we may continue to live our lives on our own. We consider ourselves our own.
我们仍然在那随心所欲的照着我们所喜悦的那生活形式。
We will continue to live as we choose to, as we feel.
但是大卫不是。
But David is not like this.
当他经过许多苦难以后，他更认定主实在是他的主。
After he went through these trials, he became more sure that the Lord is his Lord.
主,他好处不在主之外。
He said, he had no good apart from the Lord.
因为只有主才是他好处, 只有主才是他真正的益处。
He said, because only the Lord is his goodness.
我们今天看见地上许多的人, 他们在主之外寻求好处。
We see many people looking for goodness apart from the Lord.
诗篇34篇在那里告诉我们说,
in Psalm 34 it says,
少壮狮子还缺食忍饿,
says the young lions do lack and suffer hunger,
但是寻求耶和华的人, 什么好处都不缺,
but they who seek the Lord shall not be in want of any good thing.
他说在寻求耶和华人, 因为他们尝过主恩的滋味,
and he says they seek the Lord because they have tasted of him.
他们便知道神是美善的,
and they know that the Lord is good.
他们知道主是美善的, 是good.
They know that the Lord is good.
所以他的好处不在神之外, 他的好处一切都是从神而来的。
And that they have no good apart from the Lord, and all of the good things that they have comes from the Lord.
我们诗本581首,那个作诗的诗是个非常好的,写诗一首非常好的诗歌。
In our hymn book, the hymn writer who wrote hymn 581 wrote a very good hymn.
他所描述的正是,
And he really explained David's words that I have no good apart from you.
做诗人章说, 主耶稣,
the hymn writer writes, Lord Jesus, I long in thy presence to live.
在早晨或在晚上,
from morning to evening,
只有一世间,
my one world thou art.
不让我心快乐,
oh, let not my heart be contented.
若我在爱慕感觉或思想无你事物,
or rest when loving or seeking what with thee doth part.
做诗人章祷告说，在那边说，不让我心快乐。
It says the hymn writer says, "Don't let my heart be content."
为什么不让我心快乐呢？
It says, "Why would I not want my heart to be content?"
若是我在爱慕里面，在感觉里面，在思想里面，若是你不在其中的话，就不要让我有快乐。
It says, "When loving or seeking." When if you are not there in it, don't let my heart be content.
那就是在每一件事情里面，在我所思念的、所思想里面，若是你在其中的话，那我才有真正的快乐。
It says only if you are there in everything that I do, would my heart be content.
若是一切事情里面你不在其中的话，我就不能够真正的快乐。
In anything, if you are not there, then my heart will not be happy.
每一件事情主若在其中的话，他才有真正的快乐。
Because only he knows that only if the Lord is there, will his heart be truly happy, and he would really have a use.
每一件事情都是出于主的,
and only the things that come from the Lord are really good.
因为什么？我们是不是也是因为活在这个光景里面呢？
Brothers and sisters, do we also live in this circumstance?
我们在所盼望、我们所追求的主是不是在其中？
Everything that we seek and hope for, is the Lord there among us?
若是我们所盼望、所得着一切，若是主不在其中的话，
if what we are seeking, the Lord is not there in it,
我们也愿意说主就让我心里不快乐。
We may ask the Lord, Lord, don't let my heart be content.
因为只有主你在其中，我才能真正得着你自己。
Because only when you're there amongst it, would I be able to feel you? And would that item, that thing be good for me?
我们知道在诗篇里面有一些诗呢，也被他们注明是可拉后裔的诗，有十二篇。
And we know that there are some psalms that are written by Korah's descendants.
可拉是谁呢？
Who was Korah?
若是我们去读民数记十六章，
if we read number 16,
当以色列百姓他们在旷野的时候，
when the Israelites were in the wilderness,
可拉党的人他们在起来埋怨摩西亚伦。
Korah and his followers rose up to oppose Moses and Aaron.
他们在不顺摩西，他们在抵挡反对神的权柄。
Because they refused Moses, they are opposing the Lord's authority.
他们在那里对摩西说，你们自以为圣洁，你们胜过众百姓。
It says, you consider yourselves righteous and above all of the rest of the people.
为什么只有你们可以亲近神，侍奉神？
How come only you can draw near to the Lord and serve the Lord?
为什么你们高过百姓，你们有权柄？
How have you been lifted up above the rest of the people that you have authority?
神就出来回应这些抵挡摩西亚伦的人。
And so the Lord came out and opposed these people that opposed Moses.
神在审判可拉党的人。
And the Lord judged Korah and his followers.
神叫地裂开。
And the Lord caused the earth to split open.
民数记载告诉我们说，神就将那些一切属可拉的家眷、一切财物、人丁呢，都落在地里面，落到那个城门里面、阴间里面。
And the Bible records that the Lord swallowed up, caused the earth to swallow up Korah, the entire households, all the men and all their belongings.
So in
Numbers it records that that Korah and all of his men in his entire household were swallowed up into Sheol.
但是很奇妙的，到了民数记二十六章第二次数点百姓的时候，
but when it comes to Numbers 26, the second time they counted the people of Israel,
在那里却有一句话说，
there is a line there that says,
可拉的儿子们没有死亡，
that
可拉的众子们没有死亡，
that the Korah descendants were not completely
destroyed.
It said in chapter 16 that they and all that belonged to them went down alive to Sheol. But in the Psalms, there are a group of people labeled as Korah's descendants. And their Psalms talk about their love and desire for the Lord.
原来这些原来是该受审判、该被定罪、该死亡的人。
These people who were supposed to have been judged and condemned to death,
却蒙到神格外的怜悯的恩典。
Have received this grace and mercy from the Lord.
他们有一些后裔，有一些子孙，蒙到神的保守，生命存留下来了。
And some of their descendants were protected by the Lord, and their lives were saved.
他们在经历到神无限的恩典。
And they've experienced the limitlessness of God's grace.
并且在这可拉后里面出了一些敬畏神、爱慕主的人。
And among Korah's descendants, there were some of those who truly loved and desired the Lord.
他们在诗篇里上面写说：“神啊，我的心切慕你，如同鹿切慕溪水一样。”
And they wrote the hymn, "As the deer pants for the water brook, so my soul pants for you, O God."
我心渴慕神，就是永生神。
My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? So we see these people who have experienced the Lord's mercy and grace. Those who have tasted of God's grace. They have this reaction. They have this desire towards the Lord. They love the Lord and Himself. Brothers and sisters, David also is this kind of a person. When he was on earth, he experienced this and tasted of the Lord. And after these experiences, he became more sure that only Jehovah is his Lord. And there is nothing good in him apart from the Lord. So when we read Psalm 16, not only is this entire hymn or psalm a golden psalm, we can say that every verse is a golden verse. They are very precious. When I was young and I remember attending children's Sunday school.
儿童主日时老师讲完故事以后呢，都会从那一段的经文里面挑出一节两节来，被称为是金句。
Every time the teacher told the story, they would pick one or two verses from that section of the Bible and call it a golden verse.
那小朋友大家一起背，然后背完背一阵子以后，老师就点说：“哎，你起来背。”
And so all the children would be encouraged to memorize these verses, and they would pick, after the period of time of memorization, they would pick someone to say, hey, go recite the verse. And I don't know if our Sunday school teachers also have this method. Truly, every word of God is a golden verse. It is filled is very precious.
So we
So when David is able to turn his eyes towards heaven, he is able to see, say these words.
And
in the second section, when he sees the people around him, he first sees the saints that are on the earth. The saints are people who have been separated and set apart for the Lord. And so the Lord is holy, so these people that have been set aside are saints.
It says,
of these saints, they are majestic, who are ones in whom is all my delight.
Excellent, Thomas. 第三节 verse 3
my translation doesn't have it、
在英文里面呢这个又美又善只有一个词叫 excellent、
in certain translations of、this verse it is, there are just these things that describe as excellent
和第八章我们、第八篇我们上次所加上那个主的名是何其美这个美同一个字
And the last time when we shared in Psalm 8,、how majestic is your name? It is the same word in、Psalm 16, verse 3.
有的英文是翻成 majestic. 大比很多英文版本都是把它翻成 excellent.、
So the NASB translated as majestic, but the Darby and other translations
call it excellent. 我们说这个 excellent, 它意思就是非常超越、优越、超绝。
And so excellent is,、we...means exceeding or greater in every
威严有崇高威严崇高、
so majestic and lofty
是与众不同的是不可比相比的
it cannot be compared with other things
我们看主人名的确是非常 excellent 又美又善
So we see the Lord's name is excellent, which is majestic and holy.
实在是不能够相比的。
And it can't be compared with other things.
因为它是超越一切，它是超绝的那一位。
Because it is exceeding all these other things. It is the one that exceeds.
大卫却说这些圣民们，他们也是超绝，他们是 excellent.
And so these saints, David also calls them excellent or majestic.
我们怎么看？我们怎么想？这些圣民们怎么可以跟主一样的比？一样都是那么 excellent 那么美又善呢
？How can these saints be compared to the Lord? How can they be also excellent?
我们看见今天许多神儿女蒙恩的人，他们的确是被分别出来成为神的圣民圣徒。
We see God's children today; they are set apart, called to be His saints.
但是我们所表现出来，我们看自己看别人，怎么会可能又美又善呢？
But when we look at ourselves and look at each other and compare it to other people, how can we be excellent?
反正我们所表现出来都是非常丑陋，是不是？
Because our expression is very ugly.
我想我们常常看自己看别人好像都是这样，非常丑陋，那也是又美又善。
And often when we look at ourselves or other people, we see this ugliness. How can we be excellent there?
有时候我们所表现甚至不如那些不信主的世界上的人。
And our expression may be quite similar to those other people who don't believe in the Lord.
但是大卫却说这些圣民们他们是又美又善他们实在是 excellent 和主一样
But David calls these saints majestic the same as the Lord.
为什么大卫有这样的看法认识呢
How does David have this vision, this recognition of the saints?
因为他们是从神眼光来看这些圣民被分别出来归给神的人
Because he sees them from the same point of view as God, who has set them apart. We know that when the Israelites were wandering in the desert, wilderness, after 40 years, when they were approaching the land of Canaan, and they camped in the plains of Moab, across the Jordan from Jericho.
摩亚王巴勒就找那个假先知巴兰要来咒诅以色列百姓。
And so, Balak called for Balaam, the false prophet, to curse the people of Israel.
神不仅不容许巴兰他们咒诅神的百姓。
Not only did the Lord not allow Balaam to curse the Israelites,
却借着巴兰说出许多祝福的话。
But using Balaam, he blessed the people of Israel.
在那里作诗歌。
And there he wrote a hymn.
说出神是怎样来看这些属他的百姓们。
That explained how the Lord saw these people.
在那里作诗歌说，巴兰在那作诗歌说，我从高峰看他，从小山望他。
And it says, as I see him from the tops of the rocks, and I look at him from the hills.
他是独特的子民。
Behold, a people who dwells apart.
他不列在万民当中。
Will not be reckoned among the nations.
不管是从高处、从低处、从任何角度来看这些以色列百姓。
Whether you're looking from the heights or from the depths, when you look at these people of Israel,
看见他们是独居的子民，他们是独特的百姓，他们是被分出、别出来的圣民。
They are people who dwells apart. And they are separated.
他们是以万民不同的。
And they are different from everyone else.
他们是以万民不能够同列在一起的，不同族类的人。
And they will not be reckoned among the nations. They can't be associated with the other.
意思就是说，他们是美善的，他们是 excellent 的。
Which is to say that they are majestic or excellent.
巴兰在那边继续作诗歌说：“我未见他们，未见雅各中有罪孽，未见以色列中有奸恶。”
He continues to say, "Who can count the dust of Jacob or number the fourth part of Israel?"
当我们去看以色列百姓在旷野的历史的时候
，When we see the history of the Israelites,
他们从出埃及以后一路在那边行许多恶事。
When they wandered the wilderness, they continually did the evil in the sight of the Lord.
他们在那行了许多得罪神的罪恶的事情，罪孽的事情。
They sinned against the Lord, and they did many things.
现在却神说，我在雅各当中却看不见他们有罪孽，看不见他们有奸恶的事情。
And he says, here that he can't see the sin in Israel that they committed any sin against them.
用这句话，我们怎么去明白？
How can we understand these words?
明明是罪恶，行恶作端，这行许多恶事的人，神怎么说他们是没有罪孽、没有奸恶呢？
How can these people who clearly committed so many sins, how can the Lord say they are without sin?
并且他继续说，雅各你的帐篷是何等华美，以色列你的帐幕是何等华丽。
Says, how fair are your tents, O Jacob, your dwellings, O Israel?
我们知道帐篷帐幕是神的家，是神的居所。
We know that these tents are the Lord's house, his meeting place.
一方面呢，帐幕是代表神自己。
On one hand,
代表基督自己。
The tents represent the Lord Jesus Himself.
一方面，帐幕也是代表神的百姓。
On the other hand, they also represent God's people.
所以在那里说，神的百姓，他的帐幕是何等华美，何等华丽。
So for the people of Israel, how fair are your tents and your dwellings?
他们所显出来是何等美丽，何等 excellent.
What they're presenting outwardly is so beautiful, so excellent.
巴兰在那继续作诗歌说：“我看他却不在今现时，我望他却不在今日。”
Balaam continues to say, I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near.
因为有心要出于雅各，有杖要兴于以色列。
A star shall come forth from Jacob, a scepter shall rise from Israel.
原来神看这些百姓。
So we see that the Lord sees these people.
看这是他们救赎的儿女们。
Sees them as the people that he has chosen.
不是从现在来看他们。
He's not seeing them as they are now.
不是从近时，乃是从远处。
Not from near, but from far.
从将来神来看这些属他的百姓们、圣民们。
And that, when that the Lord will eventually save these people.
不仅将来要从雅各当中有君王要出现，在作王掌权。
A star shall come forth from Jacob, a scepter shall rise from Israel.
当有一天神的工作、神旨意成就在神的百姓身上的时候
，And one day when the Lord's will is accomplished upon His people.
他们说显出来就是又美又善。
And what they will exhibit.
圣洁无瑕疵是那么华丽那么荣耀
and they will be spotless and blameless.
所以大卫很清楚在灵里面看见这般圣民们
So David is very clear that this group of saints
这些神所分别出来归给他的百姓们
These people that the Lord has separated for
himself 神的永远旨意是托付在他们身上
That the Lord's eternal will is accomplished among them.
有一天神要把它做成的确是像神一样何等的美何等的善
And they will make them as the Lord is himself so majestic and
这些都是神所喜悦的人
This is the people that the Lord desires
因着是神所喜悦的自然而然大卫看他们的时候也是所喜悦是大卫所喜悦的人
So because David sees them the same way the Lord does
用什么当我们回到新约教会的时候
But this is when we come to the New Testament church.
我们也看见神是怎样看待我们这些属他的儿女们。
We see how the Lord sees his children, his people.
我们知道圣经里面对教会这个定义头一次出现在哥林多前书第一章。
We first hear of God's will for the church in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2.
说到教会是什么呢
？What is the church?
他说：“教会，保罗这样写信给更多在更多神的教会。
”says to the Church of God, which is at Corinth.
他们是在基督耶稣里面成圣蒙召成为圣徒的。
To those who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, saints by calling.
我们知道更多教会实在是一个属肉体的教会。
We know that the Corinthian church is a fleshly church.
他们当中有许多问题，许多难处。
They have many problems and difficulties.
也可以说在当时，当时在那众多教会里面，更多教会可以说是一个最不好的教会，光景最差的一个教会。
And it could be said that amongst the churches that existed at the time, that they were the worst church that had the most problems.
那为什么圣经头一次讲到教会意义的时候？
But why is it the first time the Bible talks about the truth of the church?
这会是放在更多前书开头。
It is placed at the beginning of the First Corinthians.
称他们是在基督里面蒙召。成为圣徒的一般人。
To those who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, saints by calling.
我想这个圣徒若是放在其他书信的开头，我想也都是挺合适的。
I think that if they had called been called saints in front of any other epistle, it would have been.
但是圣经很奇妙，圣经奇妙却把这个圣徒这个教会定义的，首先是放在哥林多教会身上。
But the fact that the church was called saints the first time.Was placed in Corinth.
因为似乎神在那好像知道，若是不把这个称呼放在更多这个教会身上
，as if the Lord knows that if He didn't call the Corinthian church saints.
当人继续再读更多第二章、第三章以后
if they were reading chapters 2 and 3,
人一定会看见这些人他们是怎样的人呢
？What kind of people are these people in Corinth?
他们所表现实在是。实在是让我们看见他们到底是不是一个得救重生的人呢
？Their expression is that they make us question whether or not they are truly saved.
他们许多罪在他们当中发生。
Many sins are occurring among them.
甚至连外邦人所没有犯罪淫乱罪也在他们当中发生。
And that to the point where sins not found among the unbelievers is among them.
所以当人读更多前书后面那些的事情的时候，一定会想说。这些人，我想一定是没有得救的。
To the point that those who would read the following chapters would say, may conclude that these people
一定是没有生命的，有生命的人，他怎么会有这种表现呢
？If they must not have life, if they had the life of Christ in them, why would they have this expression?
我们的光景。
I think this is our situation as well.
我们在看一个神的儿女的时候，我们看他许多外面表现，的确是很不好。
We see the brothers and sisters, and we see their outward expression is very bad.
我们一定想说，这个一定是没有真正得救的啦。
We may conclude that, you know, clearly this person has not truly been saved.
若是他真的得救，怎么会这种情形呢
？And we say, if he was really saved, how would he be in this situation?
那是感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
神居然把这个圣徒，把这个教会意义这个圣徒，却放在更多前书开头。
But we thank the Lord that He placed this truth about the church as saints, in.The beginning of the letter.
因为什么他们被称为圣徒呢
？Why were they called saints?
因为他是在基督耶稣里面的人。
Because they are in Christ Jesus.
虽然在那里说到我们是在基督里面那个地位是一个圣徒。
It says that our position in Christ makes us a saint.
他们还没有把那个真正圣徒该有表现出来的时候。
Even before they have.Express the real expression of being a saint.
神仍然接纳他们。
The Lord has already called them.
仍然是神所喜悦的人。
That they are a people that the Lord has desired.
他们之所以能够被称为圣徒。
So that they can be called saints.
已经显明神的恩典是临到他们身上。
That it says that the Lord's grace has already come upon them.
神的怜悯、神的作为已经显在他们身上。
The Lord's mercy and His authority is upon them.
他们是被从世间里分别出来归给神的一般人。
And they've been separated from the rest of the world and set aside for the Lord.
有一天神的工作在他们身上完成的时候
And one day when the Lord's work is fully accomplished among them.
圣徒的实际就要从他们身上表明出来。
Then the The reality of being a saint will be expressed among them.
这个就是到启示到末了，我们看见那个新耶路撒冷城。
And so this is in Revelations when we see the New Jerusalem.
那荣耀的城。
That glorious city.
它所显出来是何等华美华丽。
We see how majestic and beautiful.
何等荣耀。
How glorious.
因为神旨意最终已经应验，成就在这些蒙救赎的圣民身上。
Because the Lord's will is fully accomplished among these.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天是用什么眼光来看神的儿女们呢
？So brothers and sisters, what kind of eyes are we using to see God's children?
我们是不是像大卫一样？
Are we like David?
他说论到世上圣名是又美又善。
That how beautiful and holy are the saints?
是我所喜悦的。
In whom is all my delight?
然后底下大卫又看到另外一种人。
And then following on, David sees another kind of people.
那种不信神的人。
For those who don't believe in the Lord.
他说以别神代替耶和华的，他们愁苦必加增。
And says the sorrows of those who have bartered for another god will be multiplied.
这小事里面虽然说这个耶和华这个点点点是没有这个字。
In the translation notes for the Chinese, it says the word Jehovah actually wasn't there.
但是要是我们从前后我们看见地下这在这里是有那个耶和华神这个意思在里面。
But if you read the context, you'll see that it has the that meaning of.The Lord Jehovah there.
因为前面再来说他说耶和华你是我的主我的好处不在你以外。
Because it says in the beginning, preserve me, O God, for I take my refuge in you, and you are my Lord, I have no good
besides you. 后面讲说我的嘴唇也不提别神的名。
And it says, I will not take their name upon my lips.
所以我们看见在那里告诉我们说以别神代替神代替耶和华的人他们愁苦必加增。
So it says, for those who have traded Jehovah for another God, their sorrows will be multiplied.
当人犯罪离开神以后,
when people sin and were separated from God,
愁苦就临到人的身上,
sorrow came upon them.
创世纪第三章那里告诉我们,
and Genesis 3 tells us,
当人犯罪堕落神的审判临到人的身上的时候,
whenMan sinned and judgment came upon them.
再来说，他们要终身劳苦才从地里得吃的。
Says, in toil will you eat of the fruit of the earth.
他们要汗流满面才得糊口。
And they will have to toil to feed themselves.
因着人是生活在这样光景里面，自然而然愁苦就临到人的身上。
And because they chose another God, the sorrows came upon them.
因为他们被打赶出伊甸园喜乐园子。
Because they were driven out of the Garden of Eden.
他们就落在愁苦里面。
And they fell into the sorrows.
所以我们看见今天地上许多人，他们怎么样解决他们愁苦呢？
So today, how do people try to deal with their sorrows?
他们用物质，用许多方法要解决他们愁苦的问题。
They use material things and many various methods to deal with their sorrows.
我们中国有句话说，喝酒解愁，愁更愁。
So the Chinese people have a saying that drinking wine to deal with your sorrows increases your sorrows. Yeah, something like that.
所以我看见今天地上人就是在愁苦的里面。
So we see that today, people are in the midst of their sorrows.
不仅是用物质的东西，他们要用来敬拜神，来信某一种神明，叫他们得到平安，得到喜乐。
Not only do they try to use material things to deal with their sorrows, they also try to pursue various gods.
叫他们心灵得到能够安息，得到平安。
So that their hearts would have peace.
但是当人去拜错对象，拜到假神偶像的时候
，But when these people worship a false god, these idols,
他们不仅没有得到真正的平和喜乐
，Not only do they not receive true peace,
他们愁苦更加增
，Their sorrows are multiplied,
因为这虚假神把他们带到更深、更没有指望的悲哀的生活里面
，Because these false gods would lead them into further despair.
这是世上的人。
These people of the world.
他们要以别的代替神自己。
They want something else to take the place of God himself.
他们只能愁苦。
They can only suffer.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
今天只有人来到神的面前来寻求这个真神来相信主耶稣基督。
That only when people come to the true God and believe in the Lord Jesus.
他们才能真正把愁苦问题解决了。
Would they be able to deal with this problem of their sorrows?
虽然我们今天仍然是活在这个环境，这个使人愁苦的这个环境，这个世代里面。
Although we may be living in this world that's filled with sorrows and difficulties.
但是我们诗本里面有一首非常好的诗歌告诉我们。
And our hymn book has another great hymn that tells us.
那首诗歌550首。
The hymn is 550.
再来作诗人, 告诉我们说, 何等朋友, 我主耶稣。
The hymn writer here says, what a friend we have in Jesus.
当我罪孽分我忧,
all our sins and griefs to bear.
被我重担分我愁,
what a privilege to carry.
何等权力可以到主面前,
everything to God in prayer.
向他去祈求,
everything to God in prayer.
虽然这个环境是叫我们愁苦, 烦恼,
even though our surroundings cause us sorrow and despair, as God's children, we have this authority, this ability to carry everything to God in prayer. Not only does He carry our griefs, He also paid the debt for our sins.
何等的朋友,
what a friend we have in Jesus.
哦,
and this is also a hymn that I was very familiar with.
特别许多说在福音聚会的时候,
and especially during gospel outreaches, we truly love to sing this hymn. We see what a friend that we have
不错,
in Jesus.
我们仍然信主以后会有许多愁苦,
even though after we believe, we may meet many difficulties.
但神却应许我们说我们可以把一切重担忧虑的卸给他。
But the Lord promises that we can put aside all of our burdens and offer them up to Him.
保罗在腓立比书第三章也更告诉我们,
Paul in Philippians tells us,
你们应当义无挂虑, 你们应当义无挂虑, 第四章,
chapter 4 verse 7, and the peace of God, yeah, and the peace of God which surpasses all comprehension. Mm. Oh,
凡事借了, yeah, 祷告, 赞美, 感谢,
be anxious for nothing, but in all things,
将我们一切所需要的告诉主,
bring all of your petitions before the Lord. That's verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, but with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
神赐给人平安，神要赐那出人意外平安，在基督耶稣里赐给我们。
And the peace of God which surpasses all comprehension will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
感谢神，只有在基督耶稣里面。
We thank the Lord that only in Christ Jesus.
我们借着祷告，把一切我们所需要的呈现在他面前。
By prayer, all that we need, we can bring before the Lord.
他要把那出乎意外的平安赐给我们。
And He will give us this. This peace that surpasses all comprehension.
这是何等的主,
and this is such a Lord and such a grace.
底下保, 大卫说, 我,
and David continues to say in verse 4, nor will I take their names upon my lips.
这个嘴是被分别出来, 分别为圣的嘴。
This is, these lips have been set apart.
他只提神的名,
they will only speak God's name. And these lips are for praising and worshiping Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹,当我们在那边传主耶稣基督福音的时候,
so when we, brothers, when we share the gospel,
我们不需要去提别神的名号,
we don't need to share the name of other gods. We have sanctified our lips.
我们只讲主耶稣基督，讲主耶稣基督的救恩，讲他十字架。
We only need to talk about the Lord Jesus, His salvation and His cross.
让人认识他是谁。
And let people know who He is.
他是我们救主，他是我们盼望。
He is our Savior and our hope.
然后第三段从第五节到第八节。
And the third part from verses 5 to 8.
当大卫的眼睛往里面看的时候,
when David's eyes are turned inwardly,
他看见耶和华是他的产业。
He sees that the Lord is his inheritance.
我们知道以色列百姓神把迦南美地赐给他们作为产业。
We know that the Lord has given the Israelites this great inheritance.
圣经描述那一块地呢，是牛奶牛奶一密，是美好宽阔之地。
This land of Canaan, the Bible says, is a land flowing with milk and honey.
说到那地有河有泉有野。
And it had brooks of water, fountains and springs.
有从山谷流出水来。
And they flow forth in the valleys and the hills.
有小麦大麦有葡萄树无花果树。
The land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates.
有石榴树有橄榄树有蜜。
Pomegranates, olive oil and honey.
神说你在那地一无所缺，不缺食一无所缺。
A land where you will eat food without scarcity, in which you will lack, not lack anything.
那实在是个美好、丰富、宽广之地。
And it's such a good and spacious land.
让以色列百姓进到那迦美地的时候，他们在那里可以享受，他们在那里可以满足。
That when they enter that land, they can enjoy it and
他们在那里可以过个喜乐、满足的生活。
They can live a joyful and satisfied life.
感谢神，到了新约我们就清楚了。
We thank the Lord that in the New Testament it has become clear to us. And that land represents the Lord Jesus Himself. He is our inheritance. We can count on Him to live a full and satisfied life. So brothers and sisters, every time we gather before the Lord, think about His presence and His provision. We are filled with joy and satisfaction. And so when we draw near the Lord and we're living a life with Him, we receive the spiritual provision.
我们就看见我们属灵生活是非常丰富的。是非常满足的。
Our spiritual life is also full and satisfied.
我们就不再去寻求地上人所寻求、所追求那些所谓消遣娱乐。
And so we won't need to pursue the things that the world pursues, these temporary entertainment.
人之所以要追求那些，就是因为他里面没有满足，他里面虚空。
The reason people pursue those things is because they are not satisfied. Their hearts are
empty. 所以当人在主的面前看见耶和华神是我们满足、我们享受、是我们产业的时候
，So when we see that the Lord is in our inheritance, our satisfaction.
我们在看见世界上人所谓那些娱乐的时候，就显得很低俗了，很世俗了。
So we would consider all the entertainment of the world to be very low.
因为我们在这里，我们已经满足了，我们就够了，我们不需要别的了。
Because here we are already satisfied, we don't need anything else.
耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份。
The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and my cup.
杯中的份也是想说到我们在这个杯的里面，我们可以享受，我们再可以得到饱足。
And the portion of my cup, we can receive from the Lord and be satisfied.
所以当每一次主我们在这里擘饼纪念主的时候
，So every time here when we break bread and
我们在那吃饼，我们在那喝杯
，We eat of the bread and drink of the cup.
我们看见在这里一个杯。
We see a cup here.
这是个救恩的杯。
This is a cup of salvation.
我们看见主和我们立了个新约。
We see that the Lord has established a new covenant with us.
他的血流出来了，我们罪得了赦免。
And His blood has been shed, and our sins are forgiven.
我们在闻到神的恩典，我们在享受这个救恩的杯。
We receive His grace, and we drink from the cup of salvation.
我们蒙恩典，我们成为神的儿女。
And receiving salvation, we are now His children.
我们在这个杯里面，我们享受这实在是一个祝福的杯。
And as we see this cup and enjoy it, it is a cup of blessing.
因为一切属灵祝福都在这个杯的里面。
Because all the spiritual blessings are in this cup.
这个杯里面所有福气都成为我们的份，成为我们的享受。
And all the blessings are our portion, and we can enjoy them.
并且诗篇二十三篇告诉我们说，这是一个福杯满溢的一个杯。
In Psalm 23, it says this is a cup that is overflowing.
因为在这里属灵的福气实在太丰富了，满溢出来了。
The fullness of the cup is overflowing.
因为神一切的丰富都在这个杯里面。
Because all of God's fullness is in that cup.
因为神一切的丰富都在主耶稣基督里面。
Because all of God's fullness is in the Lord Jesus Christ, and He has given Him to us.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们享受这个杯的时候，我们自然而然里面就有了饱足，就有满足。
So, brothers and sisters, when we think about this cup, we should be naturally filled with satisfaction.
我们就看见地上没有一件事情能够与主来相比。
We see that there's nothing in this world that can be compared to the Lord.
我们也不需要外面许多人所羡慕、所追求那些事物来满足我们的。
So we don't need to pursue all these other things in the world to satisfy us.
我们在这里更满足，我们不再在这里，我们不再虚空。
Here we are satisfied and not empty.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们所得的是他为我们持守。
What we have obtained is what He has provided.
一切福分是从他而来的。
All the good things come from Him.
一切福分，一切福分也都是他自己为我们保守，永远是不会失去的。
And all these good things, He Himself is keeping for us, and we'll never run out.
在这样经历基督的时候，我们属于生活就和显出显得出来是何等不一样。
If we have this experience with the Lord, then our spiritual lives will be completely different.
底下说上，他说用神量给我的地界，坐落在佳美之处，我的产业实在美好。
The lines that fall into me in pleasant places, indeed my heritage is beautiful to me.
就约神把那个地界用神量的地界迦南赐给这些百姓。
The Lord set apart the land of Canaan for Israel as an inheritance.
早上陈主写交通到民数记三十四章，当神在那里量地界，把那个迦南地的地界列出来的时候，那是神百姓要承受的一个产业。
So in the adult Sunday school, when they were reading Numbers 34, when they were drawing the lines for the borders of Israel.
所以迦南地是有界限的。
So there are lines in Israel.
南界到哪里，北界到哪里，东界到哪里，西界到哪里，是很清楚一个界限在那里。
So these borders are very clear from the north, the south, the east, and the west.
只有在那界限里面，才是神量给以色列百姓的产业。
Only within these borders is the land that is given to Israel.
并且到耶稣亚说，每一个支派、每一个家族也有他自己的产业。
And we get to Joshua, all of the various tribes have their own territories within.
清清楚楚的，每一个人的产业在哪个地方。
It's very clearly defined where everyone's inheritance is.
感谢神，今天在基督里面，神也是量给每个地界。
We thank the Lord that in the New Testament today, the Lord has also measured out an inheritance.
就团体来说，神也量给教会有个界限，有个范围的。
From the bigger point of view, the church itself has an inheritance.
就个人来说，神是量给每一个人都有个地界。
And for each individual, he has measured out an inheritance.
作为我们的产业。
To be our inheritance.
并且量给我们都是坐落在佳美之地。
Additionally, the lines that have been given to us.
量给我们每一个人都是。
In pleasant places.
量给我们每一个人都是最好的，最美好的。
What he has given to each and every one of us is the best.
也许每一个人属于生命度量有大有小，所得到好像也有大小之分。
Although we may seem that our spiritual lives may be they're greater and lesser, and that we may have greater and lesser blessings.
不管人所得到是大小，每一个都是每一份都是美好的。
Whether it's great or small, every portion that we receive.
都是为了叫我们过一个美好丰富的属灵生活。
To cause each and every one of us to live a beautiful and full spiritual life.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道，我们每一个人都从神那里得到我们该得的那一份。
So brothers and sisters, each and every one of us has received from the Lord the portion that we ought to have received.
那一份是我们可以靠着他在地上过一个美好的一个生活。
Through which we can rely upon the Lord to live.
可以更多享受主耶稣基督成为我们的好处。
To enjoy the Lord Jesus, He would be our goodness.
那底下他说，我必称颂那指教我的耶和华，我的心肠在我夜间也要警戒我。
Oh, bless the Lord who has counseled me. Indeed, my mind instructs me in the night.
不仅他是我们产业。
Not only is He our inheritance.
他在那里也来指教我们。
He's also there counseling us.
在那里，教导我们该怎样行事。该怎样生活在他面前。
He will teach us how we ought to walk and how we ought to live before him.
在夜间，我的心肠在夜间也警戒我。
Indeed, my mind instructs me in the night.
这个心肠在原文是一个，就是那个缰绳，马那个缰绳，马的那个。
Oh, so it's in the original language is like a bit in the mouth of a horse.
同样，今天在我们里面也有个缰绳。
Is as if we also have a bit in reins in our lives.
圣灵住在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit is living within us.
常常在那提醒我们，常常在那拉我们一把。
And it is teaching us and will pull us.
当我们在跑错道路，咱们偏心几路的时候，圣灵在里面就给我们拉一下。
If we're running in the wrong direction, the Holy Spirit would give us a tug, pull us.
让我们回到正路上来奔跑。
And it will return us to the right path.
圣灵常常在里面来警戒、来感动我们。
The Holy Spirit is often within us, leading us and guiding us.
叫我们一直能够活在走在主所喜悦的道路上。
And we'll be walking along the path that is pleasing to the Lord.
然后他说我将耶和华常摆在我面前因他在我右边我便不致摇动
I set the Lord continually before me because he is at my right hand I will not be shaken
感谢神在这里讲到大卫
We thank the Lord that David here
他把神摆在他的面前
He has set the Lord continually before himself
那就是他生活是生活在神的面光当中
So that he's living his lifeBefore the Lord.
当我们生活在神面光当中的时候
If we are living, before the light of the Lord,
自然而然我们整个生活形式我们就不会随自己意思在那生活
Then we would not, live our lives carelessly.
我们在这圣洁的神面前我们在这、光明的神面前我们的形式就非常严谨非常谨慎
If we are living before, the Holy Lord, we would live our lives very carefully.
并且他在我们右边，我们便不致摇动。
Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken.
感谢神，右边就成为我们的力量，成为我们的扶持，成为我们的保护。
We thank the Lord that the right side means our strength, our protection.
当神在我们右边的时候，我们就不再惧怕。
When he is on our right hand, we will not be shaken. We will not be afraid.
我们在这里就得到扶持，我们就力量继续生活在他面前。
We will have support and strength to.
所以，我们要常常把神摆在我们面前。
So if we continue to place the Lord before us,
我们早上一起来的时候就看见神自己。
We wake up, and the first thing we see is the Lord Himself.
我们要睡觉的时候仍然看见神自己。
And we go to sleep, we'll see the Lord.
我们若是时时刻刻看见神自己的时候。
If every moment we see the Lord,
你会看见我们生活就不一样。
Then our lives will, you'll see, it will be different.
若是我们看见一个在我们面前是一个好像非常尊贵、非常一个崇高的一个人站在我们面前的时候
，If we see someone who is to be respected and honored standing before us,
我们在他面前，我们一举一动是非常小心、非常谨慎呢
Will we not be very careful in how we act?
我们在他面前不敢随意，不敢，更不敢放肆，是不是？
We would be very afraid to be careless. And,
今天为什么神的儿女们生活散漫，好像非常随意？
Why is it that Christians today live our lives seemingly so careless?
就是因为没有把神摆在我们面前。
Because we have not placed the Lord before us.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常像大卫一样，把耶和华神摆在我们面前。
We have to be like David and constantly place the Lord before us.
当我们把他摆在面前的时候，我们就看见他坐在我们右边。
If we place the Lord before us, we will see that he is seated at our right hand side.
我们生活就不是摇动。
And our lives will not be shaken.
我们看见神在那里保护我们。
We see the Lord is protecting us.
这是大卫在他里面眼睛看见所带出来的话语。
And this is the words because of what David has seen.
最后当大卫眼睛往前看的时候
，Finally, when David turns his eyes forward,
看见我们有个复活的盼望在前面。
We have this hope of resurrection before us.
我们知道，当彼得在五旬节站起来，站在传出教会第一篇信息的时候
，Remember when Peter stood up at the Pentecost and gave a message?
就引用这一段的话。
He used this portion.
说到主耶稣基督已经从死里复活了。
That the Lord Jesus is already resurrected from the dead.
感谢神，当我们看见，当我们向前展望的时候，看见原来我们是一般有指望的人，我们有复活盼望等着我们。
We thank the Lord that if we turn our eyes forward and we look forward, we see we have this hope of the resurrection awaiting us.
所以他说，因此我的心欢喜，我灵快乐，我的肉身也要安然居住。
Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will dwell securely.
前面说因此。
Says therefore.
为什么说因此呢？
Why does it say therefore?
是根据前面所说的话。
Because it follows the words that came before it.
就近一点，他可以说根据第八节所说的话。
More closely, you could say it follows the words of verse 8.
更多一点，也可以说从第一节到第八节所说的话。
Or more fully, it is all of verses 1 through 8.
因此，大卫他在那里对主有个认识，他在那里有个美好的生活，他在那里认定耶和华是他的产业。
Because he has this recognition of the Lord, and he knows how the Lord has given a portion to his life.
当他活在神的面光当中的时候，
when he dwells before the Lord,
他心欢喜，
his heart rejoices,
他灵也快乐，
and his spirit is joyful.
他若身安然居住在那里，
and his flesh will dwell securely.
那就是说，全人灵魂体，他能安息在主面前，他能享受那无比的喜乐和满足。
So his whole body, his spirit, soul, and his body can dwell at satisfied in the Lord.
因为他知道他是一个有盼望的人。
Because he knows he is a person that is filled with
hope. 所以底下说，因为你不将，你并不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to undergo decay.
当然，这是指的主耶稣基督来说的。
Of course, this is talking about the Lord Jesus.
虽然他死了,
even though he died,
但神不把他将灵魂撇在阴间,
he did not abandon his soul in Sheol.
他也不将他圣者朽坏,
he did not allow his Holy One to undergo decay.
因为他也从死里复活了,
because he was resurrected from the
dead. 穿上了荣耀身体,
he put on this glorious body.
感谢神, 这也是我们将来所要经历, 所要得着的。
But we thank the Lord that this is also something that we will receive in the future.
我们灵魂不撇下阴间,
our souls will not be abandoned.
因为我们是冲破死亡, 我们从死亡全是出来了,
because we have passed through death and we have exited the other
我们这个,
side.
我们这个身体也不, 将来也不朽坏,
and our body will not undergo decay.
因为有一天我要像主耶稣基督从死里复活, 穿上荣耀身体, 和他的身体相似,
and we will be like the Lord Jesus. We will be resurrected from the dead. We'll put on this new body.
这是一个荣耀盼望,
this is our glorious hope.
那底下说, 你必将生命的道路指示我, 求, 在你面前有满足的喜悦, 在右手中有永远的福乐。
And it continues to say, you will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy.
感谢,
in your right hand there are pleasures forever.
感谢主, 在那个复活日子来到之前,
thank the Lord that before the day of
resurrection,
we're walking along this path of
eternal life.
He has made known to us this path of eternal life and he's leading us.
And on this path,
we are filled with satisfaction and joy. In his right hand, there are pleasures forever. One day when the Lord sits upon a throne,
and
his right hand will hold the scepter, and we will sit with him on the throne, and rule as king. This is in eternal
joy.
This is a promise that he has given to all of his children that we will eventually receive. One day we will receive this eternal fullness and joy.
感谢神,
we thank the Lord that through David he has written this golden psalm.
让大卫这个合神心意的人,
that David with his
合神心意的人,
this is because he is a man after God's own heart. We see our lives today.
应该像大卫一样,
can be like David's. We can see
神是我们的享受,
that God is our
神是我们的满足,
a fulfillment,
our satisfaction.
And we have no good apart from him. Because he is our inheritance.
他是我们的福, 是我们杯中的福,
the portion of our cup.
他所量给我们都是在坐落在佳美之土。
The lines he has measured for us are fallen pleasant places.
所以说赐给我们就是最上好福分。
And he has given to us the very best of his blessing, which is the Lord Jesus Christ.
他是我们永远的福分。
He is our eternal portion.
他是我们永远的产业。
He is our eternal inheritance.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
巴不得大卫这一首诗经诗,
through David's golden hymn,
也让我们在生活经历里面 更多来经历他里面所发表出来许多宝贵的话语,
that we may experience more of his precious word.
的确, 这是一首经诗,
and because this is a golden hymn,
每一句都是金句,
every verse is a golden verse.
每一句都是非常宝贵, 非常有价值的话语,
every verse is precious and filled with value.
一生一世要来学习, 要经历的,
and that our entire lives we need to learn and experience.
求神祝福他自己的话,
may the Lord watch over his word. And our brother, conclude in a word of prayer. Let's pray.
主, 我们要感谢你, 你不但, 常常借着, 我们所听到的话语, 把, 基督里更多的丰富,
Lord, we thank you that not only do you, by the words you have shared with us, experience and learn more about the Lord Jesus.
使我们更多能够, 进入, 在主里面的喜乐,
that we may enter more into the joy that is in Christ.
我们也感谢你, 常常把我们以前所在世上 所经历的喜乐，现在却觉得荡而无味。
We thank the Lord that the joys that we thought we experienced in this world are now feel empty.
感谢你在我们每一位弟兄姊妹身上奇妙的作为。
We thank you for your wonderful work in each and every brother and sister.
愿你的灵继续带领我们每一天的生活，在每一件事情上都经历在基督里的好处。
May each in the lives of every brother and sister we may experience the goodness that is in Christ.
祷告靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.